Chapter 3. Sick night at Valencien. Ea fetched and back too quick from dead, but never more on earth, while Rose's red will drum rouse corporal. Doctor said only at Valencien. Twere true. No voice o friend or foe can reach me now, or any liven bin, and little have I power to know, since then at Valencien. I never hear the summer hums o bees, and don know when the cuckoo comes, but night and day I hear the bombs we threw at Valencien. Dot dot, as for the Duke O'Yark in war, there be some folk whose judgment O'en is mean, but this I say A was not far from great at Valencien. O wild wet nights, when all seems sad, my wounds come back, as though new wounds I'd had, but yet at times I'm sort o' glad I found at Valencien. Well, heaven why it's Jasper Halls is now the only town I care to be in. Dot dot good lord, if Nick should bomb the walls as we did Valencien. 1878-1897. San Sebastian, August 1813, with thoughts of Sergeant M. Pensioner, who died 185. Dot. Why, Sergeant, stray on the evil way, as though at home there were specters rife? From first to last was a proud career, and your sunny years with a gracious wife have brought you a daughter dear. I watched her today, a more comely maid, as she danced in her muslin bowed with blue, round a Hintock maypole never gayed. I watched her this day too, as it happens, the sergeant said. My daughter is now, he again began, of just such an age as one I knew when we of the line and forlorn hope van, on an August morning a chosen few storm San Sebastian. She's a score less three, so about was she the maiden I wronged in peninsular days. Dot dot you may prate of your prowess in lusty times, but as years gnaw inward you blink your bays, and see too well your crimes. We'd stormed it at night, by the flanker light of burning towers, and the mortars boom. We'd topped the breach, but it failed to stay, for our files were misled by the baffling gloom, and we said we'd storm by day. So, out of the trenches, with features set, on that hot, still morning, in measured pace, our column climbed, climbed higher yet, past the Fosbury, scarp, up the curtain face, and along the parapet. From the battened hornwork the cannoneers hove crashing balls of iron fire, on the shaking gap mount the volunteers in files, and as they mount expire amid curses, groans, and cheers. 5 hours did we storm, 5 hours reform, as death cooled those hot blood pricked on, till our cause was helped by a woe within. They swayed from the summit we'd leapt upon, and madly we entered in. On end for plunder, mid rain and thunder that burst with the lull of our cannonade, we vamped the streets in the stifling air our hunger unsoothed, our thirst unstayed, and ransacked the buildings there. Down the stony steps of the house fronts white we rolled rich puncheons of Spanish grape, till at length, with the fire of the wine alight, I saw at a doorway a fair fresh shape a woman, a sylph, or sprite. Afeard she fled, and with heated head I pursued to the chamber she called her own, when might as right no qualms deter, and having her helpless and alone I wreaked my will on her. She raised her beseeching eyes to me, and I heard the words of prayer she sent in her own soft language. Dot dot seemingly I copied those eyes for my punishment, in begetting the girl you see. So, today I stand with a God-set brand like Cain's, when he wandered from kindred's ken. Dot dot I served through the war, that made Europe free, I wived me in peace here. But, hid from men, I bear that mark on me. And I nightly stray on the evil way, as though at home there were specters rife. I delight me not in my proud career, and 'tis coals of fire, that a gracious wife should have brought me a daughter dear. The Stranger's Song, as sung by Mr. Charles Charrington in the play of The Three Wayfarers. Oh, my trade it is the rarest one, simple shepherds all my trade is a sight to see. For my customers I tie, and take 'em up on high, and waft 'em to a far country. My tools are but common ones, simple shepherds all my tools are no sight to see. A little hempen string, and a post whereon to swing, are implements enough for me. Tomorrow is my working day, simple shepherds all tomorrow, is a working day for me. For the farmer's sheep is slain, and the lad who did it an, and on his soul, may God have mercy. Printed in The Three Strangers, 1883. The Burghers, 17. The sun had wheeled from grace to Damer's crest, and still I mused on that thing imminent. At length I sought the high street to the west. The level flare raked pain and pediment and my wrecked face, and shaped my nearing friend like one of those the furnace held unshed. I've news concerning her, he said. 10. They fly tonight at the late moon's first gleam. Watch with thy steel. Two righteous thrusts will end her shameless visions and his passion dream. I'll watch with thee, to testify thy wrong to aid, maybe. Law consecrates the scheme. I started, and we paced the flags along till I replied. Since it has come to this I'll do it. But alone. I can be strong. 3 hours past curfew, when the froom's mild hiss rained soul, undulled by whir of merchandise, from Pummery Tout to where the gibbet is, I crossed my pleasance hard by glid path rise, and stood beneath the wall. 11 strokes went, and to the door they came, contrariwise, and met in clasped so close I had but bent my lifted blade upon them to have let their two souls loose upon the firmament. But something held my arm. Moment yet as prey time merely wantons die, I said, and then they saw me. Swift her gaze was set, with eye, and cry of love illimited upon her heart king. Never upon me had she thrown look of love so thorough sped. At once she flung her faint form shieldingly on his, against the vengeance of my vows, the which o'erruling, her shape shielded he. Blanked by such love, I stood as in a drowse, and the slow moon etched from the upland nigh, my sad thoughts moving thuswise. May house, and I may husband her, yet what am I, but licensed tyrant to this bonded pair? Says charity, do as he would be done by. Hurling my iron to the bushes there, I bade them stay. And, as if brain and breast were passive, they walked with me to the stair. Inside the house none watched, and on we pressed before a mirror, in whose gleam I read her beauty, his, and mine own mien unblessed. Till at a room I turned. Adam, I said, have you the wherewithal for this? Pray speak. Love fills no cupboard. You will need daily bread. We've nothing, sire, said she, and nothing seek. 'Twere base in me to rob my lord unware. Our hands will earn a pittance week by week. And next I saw she'd piled her raiment rare within the guard robes, and her household purse, her jewels, and least lace of personal wear, and stood in homespun. Now grown wholly hers, I handed her the gold, her jewels all, and him the choicest of her robes diverse. I'll take you to the doorway in the wall, and then adieu, I to them. Reins, withdraw. They did so, and she went beyond recall. And as I paused beneath the arch I saw their moonlit figures slow, as in surprise descend the slope, and vanish on the haw. Fool, apostrophe some will say, I thought. But who is wise, save God alone, to weigh my reasons why? Hast thou struck home? Came with the bow's night sighs. It was my friend. Have struck well. They fly, but carry wounds that none can cicatrize. Ah, mortal? Said he. Ingering worse, said I. Leipzig, 1813, scene. The master tradesman's parlor at the old ship inn, Casterbridge. Evening. Old Norbert with the flat blue cap, a German said to me, why let your pipe die on your lap, your eyes blink absently? H. Well, I had thought till my cheek was wet of my mother her voice and mien, when she used to sing and pirouette, and toss the tambourine, to the march, that yon street fiddler plies. She told me 'twas the same she'd heard from the trumpets, when the allies her city overcame. My father was one of the German hussars, my mother of Leipzig. But he, long quartered here, fetched her at close of the wars, and a Wessex lad reared me. And as I grew up, again and again she'd tell, after trilling that air, of her youth, and the battles on Leipzig plain, and of all that was suffered there. T'was a time of alarms. Three chiefs at arms combined them to crush one, and by numbers might, for in equal fight he stood the matched of none. Karl Schwarzenberg was of the plot, and Blücher, Prompt and Prow, and John the Crown Prince Bernadotte. Bilanopert was the foe. City and plain had felt his reign from the north to the middle sea, and he now sat down in the noble town of the King of Saxony. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.